The Hoosick Falls High School auditorium was filled to capacity Thursday night. Hundreds gathered to hear EPA Regional Administrator Judith Enck provide details about the chemical contamination of the village water supply.
So what does this mean for you, the residents of Hoosick Falls, at this time? Do not drink the water from the Hoosick Falls public water supply. Do not cook with the water from the Hoosick Falls public water supply.
The reason is the discovery of a chemical called perfluorooctanoic acid, also called PFOA or PFOA. PFOA is used to make household and commercial products to repel substances like stains and grease. It's often found in nonstick pots and pans. The chemical was found in high concentrations in the groundwater at the St. Gobain Performance Plastics facility in the village of about 3,500 residents. EPA was approached by local resident Michael Hickey, whose father, a longtime employee at the chemical plant, died of cancer.
And then one of our local teachers passed away in January of last year. So I started doing a little digging at that point in time with the rumors about the water always being. I said, why not take a look to see if there really is something to it?
During his research, Hickey found PFOA was used in the factory where his father worked. Studies have shown those exposed to high concentrations of the chemical are at risk of cancer and other health effects. Hickey's own sampling led to more studies by local and state government. What was found in the village water system is many times higher than the EPA health advisory level. For the past several months, people on the village water system have been using a daily allowance of 5 gallons of bottled water for drinking and cooking, provided by St. Gobain. Enck apologized to the crowd for their hardship.
I'm very, very sorry that you have been going through this. I'm sorry that we don't know how long you've been drinking contaminated water. I think it's good that this is all out in the open.
A panel of experts that included members of the EPA and the State Department of Health and Department of Environmental Conservation took questions from the concerned public.
A lot of these people are farmers, and we grow food. We put canned food up for the winter. What types of plants are particularly pulling this out of the ground? Should we not maybe be eating the food that we've canned in the last few years?
All of us have small children. Should we be bathing them or showering? Or should the Hoosick Falls Central School District open up their doors so we can shower our children here?
Will the filtration system being put in next October be able to handle all that and guarantee that the water will be okay for us?
But there are a lot of unknowns. Government agencies pledge to sample soil and study it. EPA says there's a shortage of studies on human health effects from skin exposure and breathing the chemical in, though EPA believes showering and bathing would not give significant exposure. The exact source of the chemical has not been found. It can be filtered out of the water supply. Local officials are working to get a temporary filtration system in place in February. A permanent filtration system is expected to be completed by October, but the extent of how private wells are affected remains unknown. Dr. Nathan Graber with DOH's Center for Environmental Health said the state will continue to expedite approvals for steps to clean up the water supply.
In the future, we'll continue to prioritize our review of engineering plans for any changes to the village water system and any additional interventions that are put into place.
The state has begun an investigation of cancer cases in Hoosick Falls. Officials are seeking to add the contamination to the federal Superfund list. A lawsuit is being considered on behalf of village residents against the companies alleged to have caused the contamination. As for now, there's no end in sight to the contamination issue, and the full effects on the village remain to be seen. Again, Michael Hickey.
You know, it's going to be still a long process to get to really where everybody's feeling comfortable every day. Obviously our property values are going to be affected, and people will be concerned about jobs. So that's unfortunate that we had to get to that point. But obviously, everybody's here, and it's about the health of the community.
For links to more information, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.